Murphy, Avram Avinu was omed in the Nisayin of the Akedah, the Eishishtar Zete, Ati Yadati, Kiyamei Elohim Achor. Now that you omed in the 10th Nisayin, the Nisayin of the Akedah, so now you got to the Dargo of Yirei Elohim. Yerushalayim. And the question is a famous question that the meat of Avram Avinu was Avram, Avram Oyevi, Kesef Avram, Yer is Yitzchak Avinu, Havad Yitzchak, the Guru. And yet the Shleimus of Avram Avinu was a Mekishtel as Yirei Elohim. That means even though Avram Avinu's flag was the flag of Avram, but there was a necessity to get the Yirei Elohim, that without that he couldn't get the Yishlemus. The Pasuk says, Katanos Binchas Yishichichan Shahapta. Rashi says, Ein Noah Loshan Bakosha. Kosh Bokhu said, no, betak. Omar lay bivakoshem ucho hamoyit li bezeh nisoyen shal ayyemru harishoyin is lahoyah ben mamish. Rashi Bizan Chazal, Chazal said, no, the Eberstor was mevakish ucho, do me a favor. Bivakoshem ucho, hamoyit li bezeh nisoyen. Because if you're not going to be oibid at this nisoyen, so they'll say that all the other ones are ayyem ben mamish. What does it mean that the other Nisayin of Eimei Mamash? There's Omid on nine of them, and that's one not. What does Eimei Mamash mean? Nothing, it wasn't worth anything. Tenth Nisayin was a hard Nisayin. First nine Nisayin, he was able to be Omid. Stay there, if it's not Omid in this tenth Nisayin, then all the other ones are Eimei Mamash. Very interesting. This Tzirut of Yer Shemayim by Avraham Avinu, together with the midah of Avraham Avinu, which is Chesed, we find in Chazal by Yerchevet. Very interesting Chazal. Chazal say, on the pasuk by Yerchevet and Miriam, Parsha Shmois, "Batirena hamiyaldois esaleikim, oleyosuk hashet ibra aleimel, betoy batachayena esay elodim." State that Yerchevet and Miriam, the miyaldois, that Yer Shemayim, batirena. Zog Chazal zei in Shmoyis Rabba. Vatiren ha-mi-aldeis kishtu atzmon l'maisa ziknon. They decorated themselves with the behavior of ziknon. Avram Avinu zei Avram. Kimo shakash bohu meir alo ki ati yadati ki yirei elokim ata. Shteta vatiren ha-mi-aldeis is alokim and yir shamayim. That they were yinik they got from Avram Avinu. That Avraham Avinu's decoration, Ati Adati Ki Yirei Elohim, our parasha. But then the Medrash continues. Omru, they said, Avraham Avinu Pasach Lo Pundu. Avraham Avinu had a hotel, he had an inn, he had a motel. So he had Zon Esau Ibn Gasa Shofu, the other Marelim, and he fed those, the travelers who were Goyim, Marelim, the Anubla Deyenu Sheinel Achilim Al Avraham Gaisan. We're not going to not feed them, we're going to kill the children. Onum nechayezom, we're going to batachayez elod. So the Chazal is fascinating. The Chazal says, Batirenu amyalda zalekim is Yerushalayim. Adidatik yirelekim atav lechasatav Yerushalayim. They went with the behavior of Avraham Avinu. And what they do? They did a chesed. They made a kal v'chomer. Mado Avraham Avinu the zeda. Who fed the travelers? Even our Ailim is us, Kal Machaymer. Forget about feeding them, we're going to kill them. So the Chazal is very interesting. What are they taking from Avraham Avinu? They're taking the Yira, they're taking the Chesed. Pasach Mekad, the same Bechavis. Starts off with what? Starts off with the Yira. But the enemy, they took the Yira from Avraham Avinu. But practically speaking, they took the chesed from Avraham Avinu. The Kal Machaymer is the chesed of Avraham Avinu. And what does it have to do with the Yira? So they made a Kal Machaymer. They went with the fed the Arelim in his roadside hotel is Kal Vachomer, we're going to not kill the kids. That's the copy of Avraham Avinu Mitzad Chesed. But the Pasuk says Vatireva, that Yira. And the Chazal say that they took the Yira from also Avraham Avinu. So what's the tzir? It means the etzem the kasha that we have in this week's parasha, why it says Ati Adati Kire Lakim, and we ask what does that have to do with Yerushalayim, Avraham Avinu is the Chesed. The etzem contradiction shtein Chazal by Yocheved and Miriam the Meyaldes, where Chazal say they took the Yerushalayim of Avraham Avinu and they used it to do the Chesed of Avraham Avinu. They were both things. Is the answer to the question, to the quandary of is Avraham Avinu Yira or is Avraham Avinu Chesed, lies in this Chazal, where Chazal state that they took the Yira and the Chesed from Avraham Avinu, and the question is what's the combination? Pasuk says over there by the Meyaldeis, Be'asla and Batim, Batim Kehuna, Batim Malucha, Bayis. State in the Svarim, what Batim mean? What does it mean? So the Murder Gazat, the Gazat Yeshua brings down, over there, Pasha Shmois, the famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Flamed Alpha and Aleph, Yiras Hashem Yitzori, Machus of Yanai, Chaval the Leslie Darta, Chaval a person who doesn't have a place to live, doesn't have a house, the Taro the Darta of it, and he has a shower for it. Sheyir and Nikra Bashem Bayis. Interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Chaval a person who has Torah and doesn't have Yira because he has the gate to the house, he has the gate to the Chos, he doesn't have the Chos itself. Yira is called the house, Yira is called the dwelling place, and Torah is the way to get there. The goal is here. The goal is to be double grand kodesh baruch hu. Chaval said to Rabbi Yanai, somebody who has the shah, he has the Torah, but he didn't go into the house. What's the shah? That year is called the house. So it's not just coming to say that this is the ikkar, this is the hekatim, so why is it called the house? So the shah is, shtein svarim, that the Indian of a bias is kavua, sukkah is arayah. The pshat is like this, and this is the pshat why the Yocheved and Miriam was over to Batim, and that's the pshat why Yir is called a bias. Batirena, Meyaldes, Salekim, so the Epishta gave them Batim. But the Gemara says the Shabbos, the Yir is called a bias. The pshat is that there's two midas, the mida of Avon's mida of Yir. Avon is Oyavi, giving, proactive, his novels with a brand. The problem is that a person doesn't always have Islamists. And the problem is that sometimes other agendas get mixed in. Sometimes a person has Islamists for the wrong thing. Sometimes Islamists wears off. So, besides that thought, Ava is a Murdika engine. It's a Kabbalistic engine. Murdika engine. Murdika engine. It gets people to do things. Mitzvahs, Avodas Hashem. Jump off mountains. But Ava, by nature, because it's Ava, which is a bread, and it's Ava, it has its ups and downs. And has its good days, has its bad days. Person loses this Ava, person loses the bread. Yira is what anchors down the Ava that it's steady. Yira is what anchors down the Ava that it's constant. Where's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is when it gets very hard. Person can have an incredible Islamist for Chesed. And Mamash goes out of his way, as long as it's in the comfort zone. What happens if it gets very difficult? So then the Ava alone is not enough. Then there has to be Yira. Then there has to be Yira that has to kick in and say, Vaita with the Ava, even though it's not Kishmak, and Vaita with the doing, even though you're not in the mood, and Vaita in the Ava, even though you don't have necessarily the Hefetimsa, the comfort zone to do it. Yira is called in the Gemara in Shabbos, Bayis. Because Yira is the permanent of the Zach. Yira is what anchors it down. Yira's Hashem Tohiro, amid this lad. With his Yira, it lasts, stays. The other thing is, it's shaky. The Ava can take a person much further than the Yira. Ava is expansion, which the Rabban says in Yeshua, Mitzvah Saseir Ava, I do. Mitzvah Saseir say Yira, I'm contracting, I'm limiting, I'm being magro. A person can go with Ava very far. Yira is restricting, yira is contracting, yira is limiting. But the Ava has its ups and downs, the Ava by nature. Yira gives a permanence to the Ava. So yira is called a bias. Yira gives a kiyum to the Ava. Yira anchors it down. Yira Hashem hi oitzoroi, the Gemara says in Shabbos. It holds it. Yira Hashem tohira medez la'ad. So, Yecheved and Miriam made a kalvachomer from Avraham Avinu, b'daf ton chesed. It's a fine kalvachomer. Malach, the Zeda, Rom, gave nutrition to Goyim who were passing by. Kolshke, we're not going to kill Yiddish kinders. So what do they need Yira for? Where did the kalvachomer? The Tevitz is what Pharaoh says is going to chop off our heads. It's very hard. So we have Abba. What to do? That's Abba. That's Avraham Avinu. And the kalvachomer is a murder of kalvachomer. But it doesn't always work to do what we need to do, what we want to do, what we should do, what we could do. But Tirena Meyaldas Zalekim, they anchored it down in all Matzavim. They gave a Kiyam La'at. And what was the schar that they got? They got Batim. Rashi says, Bote Kahuna and Bote Melucha, which are Nitzchias. Melucha is Nitzchias. Kahuna is Nitzchias. These are lasting things. And a bias by nature is something lasting. That's what Yerush Shemayim and the Gemara Shabbos is called a bias. It's called the dwelling place. It's the place you live, it's the place you stay, it's the place that has a kiyum, it's the place that's lasting. So the need for Yocheved and Miriam to merge, to fuse the Yira with the Abba, the Yira with the Chesed, was what gives stability, what gives continuity to the huge locomotive, the engine called Abba, which without that you can't do anything. They did a Murray to Gazak. They saved the whole Yiddish folk. They saved the whole Am Yisrael. Kid after kid. For that, you need Yira to hold on. Yira is Hashem Tahira, Medes Lahav. As they say in Chazal, the two parts that Yocheved and Miriam copied over from Avram is about that this Chazal gives us a clear teretz on the Kasha. On both questions we start over it. Why does it say, Ati Adati Yikire, Lekimata, Avram Avinu Gata, the Shlema, the Asor, and the Sienis? So why is it Yerushalayim? The answer is the other Chazal. What does Chazal say? The Eibishter Rashi says, the Eibishter said that if you're not gonna be oimid in this Nisoyin, then Yoimru they're gonna say, Yishayinus Ein Lem Ba Mamish. What does Ein Ba Mamish mean? It was worthless, he didn't mean it. The Pshat is that if the Abba doesn't get to the Darg of Yira, Ein Ba Mamish means it's not a lasting thing. So the Eibishter brought him to a place where the design was so schwer that the regular Av is not enough, you need Yira. If you're not going to be mashlin the Yira together with the Ava, together with the Chesed, it's Ein Ben Mamash. Ein Ben Mamash means it's not going to last, it's going to fiddle away. It's not going to be a Kenyan Nitzchi. So we learn out Bozeh V'lim El Zeh, as also that they learned from Avram. But Yocheved and Miriam are Megala back to Avram. The Brazev of Limit Alzeh to teach us backwards what's supposed to be Avram. The same way they needed this merging, this fusion of Ava with Yira to give it permanence, Batim, to give it a Kviyas, to make it something lasting. Doshteta, you'll ask, how do we have the Ha'alza to say about Avram Avinu that it wasn't lasting? Rashi says, Yehru Ebeh Mamash. People said that it didn't last. Tumat Teva. Bring out, give it permanence. Is the Pshat about Avraham Avinu also? If you wouldn't have gotten to the Darga of the Yira, whatever that means on Avraham Avinu's Darga, is the Pshat, it will be Amen members. That means the Ava at some point is not going to be able to take you all the way. That's what means Amen members. Amen members is not a lasting thing. It's not real. The Pshat is not real. It's a fake. It's a scam. The Pshat is not lasting. It's not a Pshat that has a kiyum. Hislavus is a Murita Gazach. It's a Murita engine. Ava's expansion. It's the same expansion. But what do you do when you don't have that engine? So the Pshat, you don't throw away the Ava. You anchor down the Ava. You harness the Ava to the Yira. Yira Hashem, he oitzoroi. Yira Hashem holds the Ava. It's a storage place for it. It holds onto it. It anchors it down. It's a bias for it. It's a place to be. It's a place to stay. That's the choira, the tziruf of Ava and Yira that we find by Avraham Avinu. And that's the tziruf of Ava and Yira that we find by Yocheved and Miriam, who learned this. Shutfas. They learned this zero from Avraham Avinu Alein. That's what Chazal taught us. There's a Mordechai Karashi in Megillah Daf Chaf Hei who speaks this out. Mamma de Garashi, Mamish. It's one of the Chudish de Garashis and Shas, if I could say such a thing. The Gemara says in Megillah Dafim and Allah, Hakubi De Shemaim, puts me Yer Shemaim. Yer Shemaim person has to do himself. So the Rashi over there says, Azach, which is hard to believe, he says such a thing. I'll read the Rashi. Rashi says, Chutz mi Yerushalayim, Oysum Mesura B'dei Adam. Yerushalayim is given over to a person. Shehehu Atzmoy Mechel Liboy Lekach. He has to prepare his heart for it. You have to get Yerushalayim yourself. What? Hakubi De Shemayim, Chutz mi Yerushalayim. So Rashi picked the Kasha. Atma Kapshe Yecholus B'yodoy L'hochem Dov Aveinu Elov. David Shtuk could give us Yerushalayim. Interesting lashon. Yecholus b'yodei lahochin devaveinu elov. Yerushalayim means that our hearts are elov. Davish could do it. Now, first of all, okay. What he's saying that even though the Davish can give you ava, you have to do it. Fine. Atkan, that's beseder. Then Rashi says, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove you that the Davish can give you yerov. That itself says that. Yeah, how many Davish can't? We did Rashi again. When I saw this Rashi, I had an answer to Musa Seder. Nobody comes, right? Am I insulting the few people who come? The tzaddikim yisrael. Come on, the regular comes, people are coming. Nobody comes. So I was thinking, why not? So Teres says, I had a found Teres in the Rashi. Rashi had a half minute. The Eberstein can't give Yerushalayim. Atke the Kash, Rashi means a posse. I'll tell you what the posse is in a second. Rashi says, the Eberstein can also give Yerushalayim. Dixiv. Big stoop talk about it right now. It means Yerushalayim is a shrewd business. The Rashi had a half minute. The Eberstein also can't do it. Yeah, nice one. You say it in Rashi. Rashi says, "Dixiv, I'll prove to you that the Eibush can give Yerushalayim." We'll see what the minute what the riot is. But also, Lane, I'm hitting parenthetically to answer a lot of kashas. It's shver to give Yerushalayim that Rashi had a tzad. Maybe the Eibush can't do it either. Only you can do it. Continue, Rashi. What's Dixiv? Where's the riot that the Eibush can also give Yerushalayim? He's supposed to get Yirmiyah from the strangest Rashi's. Listen to what he's asking. Hine kachoyim rebiyat hayetzer. The same way. Raw material. Biyada Yetzer, the craftsman, right? We say in Yom Kippur. Kechem biyada Yetzer came anachnu. The Pasuk. Kechem biyada Yetzer came atem biyodi beis Yisrael. The same way the raw material, the clay on the pottery wheel, biyada Yetzer, the Yetzer could do something with it, right? Kechem biyada Yetzer. The same way the raw material is in the hands of the Yetzer. Came atem biyodi beis Yisrael. You're in my hands. Yeah, nice. Okay, very nice. Nice pasuk. Reminds us of Yom Kippur. Avakasha, what do you say anything about Yerushalayim? Avushtei begin Yerushalayim. Avushtei begin Yerushalayim. It's very nice pasuk. It's poetic pasuk, by the way. Kechoyer biyada yetzer came out to be heard of Israel. Like the raw material on the craftsman's table. So we are in the hands of the Eibishter. Say it, but Rashi's coming to prove that the Eibishter is able to give us Yerushalayim. Stating this Rashi, Moir Rabbeisai, that if it says in the pasuk that we're raw material in the hands of the Eibishter, that the Eibishter has the ability to craft us, the Eibishter has the ability to take us from being raw material into something lasting, Muzag of the Eibishter can give us Yerushalayim, because that's the only way to become something. And if the pasuk says, Kechem v'yad ha'yetzer, if the pasuk says that you're raw material in the hands of the craftsman, came out of the other basis, also who stayed back in Yerushalayim? No. State that going from raw material and becoming something, what's Yetzer? Yetzer is Tzura. I give the Zacha Tzura. I give it meaning. I give it Teichen. I give it something. Make it into something, right? Make it into English. Make it into something. Make it into something. Hey, that's Yerushalayim. Otherwise, you're not, you're nothing. You're just raw material. Right? What, how do you make pottery clay? Here we go. See, pottery. I'm told the guy makes something out of it. You keep changing it. It's raw material. One day like this, one day like that, nothing. The Yetzer, he gives it a tzura. He gives it something lasting. He gives it meaning. Zok Rashi, Avaraya, funny zach, the only mockery he found that they should give you Yerushalayim. Because it says, I can make you into something. I can give you a tzura. I can take you from raw material and make you into a mensch. That's Yerushalayim. It's they thought that until you have Yerushalayim, you're not a finished product yet. You have a lot of potential, like they say. You have a lot of potential. You could turn it into something incredible, but without Yerushalayim, you're not a finished product. I want to tell you more about that. Jehovah's some shot. The Rabban says that the Inyan of a Nisoyim is going to be careful of the world. They don't need to test anybody. David knows everything. What's the purpose of a Nisoyim? Says the Rabban, this is partial. Hashem Elokim Nisoyim Zabon. To take the koyach, to take the potential, and make it into something. Is it a nifla void? So what happened to Avraham Avinu? He had a nisoyim. And what was the result of the nisoyim? Yirei Elokim. Because Yir Shemayim is when you cross over from Choymer to Yetzer. Yir Shemayim is when you cross over from koyach el apoyim. So the whole purpose of a nisoyim, the nisoyim, is to take you from being raw material, from being potential, from being something not lasting, something not kayom, and make you into something permanent, to make you something with a taika. That's the purpose of the Nisoyim, Bikoyach El Poel. What is the Spitz Bikoyach El Poel? When does a person become something final? Ati Adati, Yirei Elokim Ata. Now I know you're a fair take of that. Now I know you're a product. Now I know you're a kli. Kechoyber biyad hayetzer kim atem biyodi beis Yisrael. That's Yir Shemayim. Yerushalayim takes the chomer, the raw material, the potential, and turns it into something lasting. That the shleimus of Avraham Avinu came when he became stable, consistent, when he became a finished product. And no, I think that's Imba Mamash. Imba Mamash means that you're not the finished product, you're not the Yetzer yet, you're not the finished Kli yet. The Koyach El Apoyel is Yerushalayim. The problem with Yerushalayim is that, what's the problem with Yerushalayim? It's a novel to Kazakhim that without Yir Shemayim, a person is not Kremi Riyadah Yitzhak. You're not a finished product. You're not being Koyach El Apoyel. That means, Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu, you have to all he went through. He took on the whole world. Avraham Zorov, Makaris Boyroi, Mepharsim Machusai through the world. It was only the nine Nisyanis. He wasn't the finished product. He never got the Koyach El Apoyel. He wasn't the Kli. Until he brought the Koyach El Apoyel, Kremi Riyadah Yitzhak came at him. Yiras Hashem Tohiru Amen Eslad. Now we're ready for, now we're ready to go weiter. But Yerushalayim is very hard. Abba's Geshmak. No, we have it. Abba's Amor Yudhi Kazakh. The Sassim says, I think he told us, Abba Erish is a Sitmum Plishtim, I think the Lashon is. The Plishtim blocked up the Be'eris, the wells of Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak opened them up again. So the Chassana says that Avraham Avinu is Abba, that's Moody. The barriers get blocked up. You need Yira to keep it open. So the barriers of Avraham Avinu get blocked up. So the Yira is a medes la'ad. Yira is batim. Yira is permanent. It's very hard to have Yira. Abba is a geshmak azach. Yira is hard. That's why this Musa Seder. Sorry to end with a depressing thing. Till now it's good. Yira needs Musa. Yira needs Musa. Yira is the awareness. Shivisya Shalmanek, you told me. Pachram always, they used to ask, not so much anymore, but nobody learns Musa. A Pachram who has a half minute to learn Musa, they ask, what should they learn? You know what you learn? Something reminds you of the Eivishta. Something, anything. Anything reminds you that there's an Eivishta that you stand before him. That's what Yira means. Yira means that we stand in front of the Eivishta. Pachad Yitzchok, Ephra Yishol Yitzchok, Munot Lefanecha. The Yira is the cognizance that we stand in front of the Eivishta. For that, a person has to know Musa. We're distracted. We don't have it in our natural state. When a person has the Yira, so then all the incredible raw material, all the incredible Ava, all the incredible Shifas, all the incredible drives, has a Tzura, has a Kli. That's the aside of Bechaymer Biyad Yetzir Kemat Biyad Yves Yisrael. Oh, yeah.